Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Royster is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Gilbreth batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Offis for the out. Gilbreth moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is called out on strikes. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cheney takes first base on ball four. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cheney. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonham moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonham tags and scores. Monday tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday moves to third. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Madlock moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Correll hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Correll reaches second base with a double. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Correll moves to third. One out. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Correll tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Munday settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bonham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonham strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ruthven, and towards Gilbreth, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chaney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chaney takes first base on ball 4. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Correll hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chaney moves to third. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ruthven is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruthven hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Royster hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chaney tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Braves, 2. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing shortstop. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Chaney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Correll batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Correll is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Correll hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mike Beard now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wallace bunts towards the mound. Beard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Dave May pinch hits for Mike Beard. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Monday settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adrian Devine now pitching. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sparing is called out on strikes. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sutter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Offis is 0-for-3 in the game. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Jim Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chaney strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Correll is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Correll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wallace bunts towards third. Royster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Cito Gaston pinch hits for Adrian Devine. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaston is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Royster bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knowles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Roland Office. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Montanez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Montanez bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Monday is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Madlock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wynn is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cheney is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Cheney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Correll is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Correll hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 3-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Wallace hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trillo is 0-5 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mitterwald is 0-5 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Junior Moore pinch hits for Bruce Dalcanton. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Royster is 0-3 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilbreth is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sparing is 0-2 in the game. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knowles is 0-1 in the game. Knowles bunts in front of the plate. Correll fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Munday is 2-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Munday is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cardenal is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Sparing moves to third. Munday moves to second. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Madlock is 2-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Munday is safe. Sparing scores. Munday moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Cardinal scores. Madlock moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Madlock. The throw from Correll and he is out, Royster applying the tag. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wallace is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pachyorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Montanez is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Pachyorek moves to third. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pachyorek scores. It's 7-5, Cubs. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wynn is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Daryl Chaney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chaney is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Chaney hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Atlanta Braves, 5. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.